Representing the United States, it takes place in the context of the founding of the IARU 100 years ago, which makes it more attractive. While we are on the air as W1AW KP4, ARRL will use NU1AW, the official call sign of the IARU, Santana added. ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, is also the International Secretariat of the IARU. The contest begins at 1200 UTC Saturday, July 12th, and runs through 1159 UTC Sunday, July 13th. Both single and multi-operator stations may operate the entire 24-hour period. For full IAR contest rules, visit ARRL.org. The numbers for 2025 ARRL Field Day continue to grow. As of today, July 10th, 3,227 entries have been received, and each day that list gets bigger. According to ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, get those entries in, he encouraged. The deadline is July 29th. It was a big year for ARRL Field Day on social media. 260 posts across several platforms used the hashtag ARRLFD. That doesn't even cover posts in groups or on private pages. The public post alone reached 3.5 million viewers. There was also significant growth in the news media coverage of 2025 ARRL Field Day. Using the ARRL's media monitoring suite, staff was able to track that amateur radio public information volunteers generated $37.5 million in ad value equivalence revenue year-to-date around ARRL Field Day alone. That's a metric that tracks the amount of money that would have been spent to buy advertisements that get the same number of viewers that news stories or earned media did. And that's up $18 million from 2023 and $20 million in 2024. There were 1,810 media mentions of ARRL Field Day year-to-date, a 70% increase from 2024. We're hearing from clubs that were featured in coverage that people have been calling and wanting to get into amateur radio, said ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sarah Harrop, W5DX. It shows that the outreach value of ARRL Field Day is significant. Ambrose Tripp L. Owens III, N4NTO, passed away on July 4th, 2025. He was 57 years old.